Well, Gary, what do you think the story is so far here today? The low scores?
It's the most obvious issue, and I think it has to be the low scores, Bill. We have 12 players at under par, at least three under par in the first half of the field finishing up. We had one score under par in the first round of the 2001 U.S. Senior Open. The course is very, very defenseless today. And if these conditions continue, we may have another 16 under par champion like we had at the U.S. Open 2 weeks ago at Erin Hills.
Yeah. Now, the conditions are this in the sense that there's been a lot of rain, so the course is playing softer. Is that it?
Well, I think the course has been soft for all spring into this early part of summer, and they got just enough of a downpour Tuesday night. Even though it was beautifully sunny yesterday and there was some wind yesterday, it didn't make up for that rain Tuesday night. So it's playing right into the players' hands, and they can almost shoot at the greens like it was a dartboard. Not quite, and the greens are easier to putt because there's not as much speed on the slopes coming back to front. And they can really ram it going up the hill from the front of the greens.
You know, doing some work you are for the USGA, but overall, are they happy with this first day on how things have looked so far as crowds and management and all of that?
No question, and I think the gallery's really picked up after afternoon time. I think a lot of people played hooky this afternoon. We had very large galleries with the couples and Watson groups that are playing back-to-back this afternoon. The largest galleries of the day, and I think it's reflected in, we'll have some good numbers today, but the numbers should really get better and better as the weekend progresses the next 3 days.